Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. Sometimes nowadays I feel like I've almost got too much music to listen to, and that means I can miss things that deserve greater attention. So for this episode I went back and took a listen to some recentish releases that I'd overlooked. These are some of the ones that got away. I've been a fan of Bachelorette since her first EP, The End of Things, but her new album, My Electric Family, it's the release I've always hoped she'd put out. Bachelorette is Annabelle Alpers, and her engaging tech-pop songs have often touched on themes of isolation and humanity's interaction with technology. And reflecting that, her music has been mainly solo with just her and her synthesizers. But, as you can tell by the title, My Electric Family, Alpers is joined on this album by a bunch of musicians from Cassette and HDU. The songs are more expansive and they're richer in texture than past releases. The album's also got Bachelorette some overseas attention and it's been released in the US on the label Drag City. The song I'm going to play is called The National Grid and all of the music is taken from samples from the HDU song of the same title.
Them.
That was The National Grid from the Bachelorette album My Electric Family, which also features members of the band Cassette. Cassette's debut EP Emo came out in 2000 and it was a classic. It's Neil Young-like country rock was super laid back, but there was a subtle underlying groove. It was a long wait until the band's debut album Cut for Summer came out in 2006, and then the Cancer EP in 2008. So it was with almost unseemly haste that Cassette released their second album, The Jingle King, earlier this year. The slow, laid-back approach is still there along with the groove, but now some of the songs build into waves of blissful guitar, like this one, Slow Down. For regular New Zealand music news and updates, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat. Aloham is a boutique label run by Blink, who's been responsible for nurturing and giving opportunity to many emerging artists over recent years through the Aloham magazine and CD series, the acclaimed Camp Aloham, and the Aloham label, releasing CDs and digital downloads from a small roster of artists. Aloham releases and events have always been noted for going the extra mile for their imagination and their aesthetics. And earlier this year, Aloham released a digital sampler, which was made up of high-quality digital downloads along with limited-release hand-printed posters. The sampler features Disaster Radio, Secret Knives, Mount Pleasant, Ropes, Nicky Brickman, and this song, From Over the Atlantic.
Thank you.
Finally, to close the episode, something brand new. The Mint Chicks released their third album, Screens, earlier this year, and they've now put out a brand new untitled song, which is only available through their website. I'm going to play it for you in a moment, but to really appreciate it, you should go to that website, www.themintchicks.com. Because to play the song, you need to simultaneously play four video clips, which together make up the visuals and audio. It takes a bit of buffering, but it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. In this episode, we heard music from Bachelorette, Cassette, Over the Atlantic, and the Mint Chicks. At countingthebeat.blogspot.com, you'll find more information, videos, and links to the artist's sites. And now, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat.